WRNN FM 99.5 presents Heather Hansen O'Neill on the humanity of sales, where purpose meets profit. Made possible by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. This is where we shine a light on local business leaders who are actively helping our community and learn about the correlation between doing good and profitability. And now, Heather Hansen O'Neill.
Hello and welcome to the Humanity of Sales radio show, where purpose meets profits. I'm so excited to be with you today and also to introduce you to our amazing guest. What we're doing here at the Humanity of Sales is shining a light on people and businesses who exemplify the concept of doing good, right? Doing good for your people, for your customers, for the community, going over and above because it's the right thing to do. And then the funny thing is, in the research that I've done, we found that there is a correlation between that concept of doing good and profitability. If we're doing it for the right reasons, it will come back to you in loyal employees and customers and communities who absolutely love you. So we have someone here today that I'm very excited to introduce you to. I met Verlin Wolf through BNI, a local networking group. Technically, it's an international networking group, but we met in the local chapter. A couple of years back when Verlin was going through his transition of selling the business that he built and the business that we all know and love, Carolina Cool, I was very impressed with his commitment to his people and the generosity in the community. And of course, I wanted to ask his opinion about this show as I was getting ready to launch it. And then it just turned into, wow, I have to interview this guy. He's amazing and you're going to love him. Verlin, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well, Heather. Thanks for having me. This is awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a, you know, when we get together and we're chatting, everything you're talking about fits so in alignment with the humanity of sales. So sure. I'd like to, I guess, begin by, is there anything, I gave a super brief intro to what has been a long and fruitful and productive career of yours. Would you like to give a little bit more background on you, where you come from?
On me? Well, by heart, I'm just a Kansas farm boy. I grew up there and my mom and dad taught me the value of hard work and being fair and honest with people. So that's that's kind of how I originally got started. But being from a farm in Kansas is a good place to be from. I would never want to do it as my job for sure. So, but from there, I just went on and went to college and started a career in the mechanical industry. And it's turned out to be fruitful and very rewarding.
Wonderful. That's great. You know, when you and I were chatting, we began really talking, somehow it came to that topic of values. And you started when you're saying the things that you learn, the hard work ethic and, you know, doing the right things that came from your upbringing. But can we talk a little bit more about those values? What are some of the ones that have guided you in business?
Well, first and foremost, I'm a Christian and believe in God. And I think that's where ultimately all of our guidance comes from. Secondly, just think it's important to be fair with people and honest and to allow choices let's face it, HVAC is a necessary evil. We've got to have it here in South Carolina. And consequently, mechanical systems break down and fail. And so my strategy and goal was just to bring a higher level of good quality service to the beach. When I first arrived here, people would be amazed that we simply showed up on time. And that seems like a pretty simple thing, but yeah. It was true. There wasn't a very high level of quality service around the beach back in 1999, and I found that out very quickly. So I went to work and applied some basic principles that I had already learned in my industry, which was show up on time, give estimates and proposals that include options, and be able to explain those, and then ultimately deliver quality work. So much of the time in my career, I had worked for companies where I would, give the estimate and work with the customer, and then ultimately we wouldn't deliver the quality in the end. So a little background on me is I was in sales and went into management because I had to. I did not want to sell something that wasn't managed properly and done correctly for my customer.
I think that that is very unique. And I'm going to tell you that because I work with companies and salespeople that have been, and any role actually that have been bumped up into management because they did a good job in their role, but they don't actually know how to do management. And what you were doing, you were looking at it the other way around, which is progressive and also, like I said, unique. And I think that when we see something that is out there in the world that needs fixing, the ability to say, I can and I will do something about it is a differentiator. You said in the beginning, just showing up on time was a differentiator. And, I think that we need to think of what are some of those things that we can do just a little bit different, just a little bit better to stand out and to better serve our people and better serve the community.
Sure, that's exactly right. And where you may be a company among 200 other companies here on the beach, differentiating the offerings that you have becomes so important. And so, besides showing up on time and running a good back office operation, we also had the techs make sure they were in a proper uniform. They looked real good. They were clean. They parked properly when they got to the customer's location. They had a nice clean truck. And we started having them put on booties. We were ones that blazed the trail in booties here on the beach.
Oh, that's huge. I love when somebody comes in and does that. It just shows so much respect. I love that.
I remember, and I'm not going to name names, but a cable company came in and the dude had mud all over his boots and he didn't care. He just carried on, did what he needed to do. And afterwards, you spend another 15, 20 minutes cleaning up after the technician, and that's not fun. So,
No. Well,
anyway.
you're thinking about what would I want, right? And then you give that and then asking, I'm sure. Did you ever do that? Did you ever find out, have conversations with your customers about, what they liked or didn't like?
Well, sure. We actually did a secret shopper sort of a deal for a while,
Oh,
so
did
we
you?
could reach out, and really try to truly find out how customers are being affected by that technician in their home. And initially, when my company was very small and a whole lot, not a lot going on, I was a sales guy. I was out there in the home, so you find out pretty quickly really what is important to people and what makes their world go round as far as being satisfied with your company.
That's wonderful. And then to take action on it, I think is the
Sure.
key. Sometimes we ask and then we don't do anything with the information. That's important. When
Yes.
you and I were chatting, you mentioned something that I am completely in alignment with. And you said, I'm going to misquote you, so please feel free to fix it. But you said something along the lines of, it's so important that my job is to take care of my people, of the employees, and then they take care of everything else, right? So can you elaborate a little bit more on that philosophy?
Well, I always, and I'm not going to say I preached, but I tried to mandate to everybody that number one, the service technician is who the people in the office work for. We want their jobs and their lives to go as smooth as possible. And why? Because they are the front line of the customer. They are ultimately my company that is out there and doing what we need to do. So everybody in the office worked for them. And then upper management worked for everybody in the office because the same thing. We wanted to make sure they were happy in their jobs, that they were taken care of, that they didn't necessarily need to worry about where the next paycheck was coming from and so forth. So we tried to pay well and have a good time and smile a lot and say good morning a lot and just make sure that the day went well for everybody. Because when someone has a bad day, it reflects all the way down, you know. So
Yes.
that was always very important to me.
I think that is incredibly important to recognize. And you know, so I was doing a little recon. I do that. I do a little recon. And I found, I'm sure they probably don't know that this is still there, but on the site is still a page that says, Verlin is all things Carolina. Cool. He is our leader, chief cool cat, our visionary, and our coach. There's not anything else that needs saying. Oh, and he's originally from Kansas. I loved the cool cat thing, and it just shows also it shows that fun that you're talking about. It shows that relaxed atmosphere, but respect too. You know, so did you add that fun in, or was it just an atmosphere that people recognize, okay, there's a time for fun, and there's a time that we got to be serious about doing stuff. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, I mean, if a person is enjoying what they do and they're happy in life, then it's going to resonate throughout what they do during the day, which in many times in a company like ours is how they work with the customer. So, and the customers feel that if you get a if you pick up the phone and answer the phone in kind of a dull, droll way, it's just not going to start off well for the customer. But if you answer the phone and go, "It's a terrific Tuesday at Carolina Cool," people are immediately going to smile and start going down the right path. Because let's face it, when people are calling in, they're in duress. Something is generally wrong with the plumbing or the HVAC system. They're hot or who knows what? So you gotta let them know that we're there for them, but at the same time, let's do a little spark and make them smile.
I love that. And so, you know, one of the things that I talk to salespeople about is that it's an opportunity. A lot of people hate handling what we'll call irate customers, right? Somebody who's calling in with a problem. And I think that it's often an opportunity, right? Because if you've done a good job of turning that around, you generate loyalty. And so that's the beginning part of it. But then also there's this element of it's almost the perfect time to ask if there's anything else. So, you know, that how we correlate now to if you're doing all the right things, how does this come back in profitability, right? You do the right things. And then
Sure.
you ask, is there anything else? In many of the companies like Carolina Cool, there are a multitude of different things that you could potentially ways that you can serve the customers, different products, different services. And it's a great opportunity then ask if there's anything else they need. Was there training wrapped around that for you and for them?
Everybody in the world gets unhappy customers,
Yes.
and I think you hit it right on the head, Heather, is that you turn that into an opportunity for yourself. That was some of the funnest opportunities I had, is when, of course, you know, really irate customers trickle all the way to the top, right? And
Yeah.
so my phone would ring with those, and I always looked at them as potentially being a good opportunity, and turning them around. You're right. Makes them some of the most loyal customers you can have when you solve the issue and give them what they want. Generally, people are fair, and we want to be fair too. And consequently, if that meant reducing a bill or completely giving it away and then still responding and coming back out or whatever it takes, listen, whatever it takes to get a customer happy, you got to do it. You just got to do it. And so we worked real hard at that.
I love that. That's
I don't know if I answered your question right or
you know, well, no, it's not right or wrong.
not,
It's
but
you emphasize the most important thing, right? And that is whatever it takes. You're going to do whatever it takes to please them because you know that when you do that, they're going to come back and they're going to tell other people. And the interesting thing is that people are way more vocal about the things that aren't done right. So when they're out there saying good things about you, that means that you've done a really good job. That's
Sure. Well, and so, it's a humanity of sales on one aspect. The other aspect is what does something cost you, right? And getting every customer cost between, when I was measuring, between 100 and 150 bucks, to get a new customer. And that sounds like a lot, but honestly, it isn't. You start comparing that to other industries and other metropolitan areas, and you can see as high as $500 or $600 for that same effort. So when you spend the money to get a new customer, you sure don't want to let them go. And then if you make a customer upset, that can echo into a whole lot of bad things with other customers too. So it's important. Every one of them is extremely important to keep and keep them happy.
Yes, I really agree with you on this. And I also want to ask you about some of the contributions. I know you've done a lot through the years to contribute to the community, but I want to just leave people on the edge of their seats wondering about some of those things because right now it's time to take a very short commercial break. Thank you all for listening to The Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. Join us back and we'll get into what Verlin has done and what he suggests for you to do when it comes to doing something good for the community.
Hello, my name is Tammy Hardy, and I'm a certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. I'm focused on helping clients build confidence and achieve their financial and life goals. I provide financial planning, investment management, tax planning, and estate strategies. And I'm also passionate about helping women build their financial confidence. Reach out to me, Tammy Hardy, today at thrivepws.com. That's thrivepws.com. Thank you.
Are you up for an adventure? Heather Hansen O'Neill is bringing the Sales Adventure Half-Day Training Program on tour. It's based on her Humanity of Sales concept and provides proven strategies to help sales leaders bump up their closing ratios. October 2nd in Charlotte, North Carolina, and October 9th here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Email Heather at heather@thehumanityofsales.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Humanity of Sales radio show, brought to you by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. I'm enjoying a wonderful conversation with Verlin Wolf. Now, we were talking about doing whatever it takes to keep those customers happy, to make sure that you're lifting the spirits and taking care of your people. And now we're going to be talking a little bit about some efforts to do good in the community. So, Verlin, what have been some of the things that you've done that has helped the community and why?
I always expected my salespeople and some of the management to be involved in the community. To be involved in Rotary, BNI, Chamber of Commerce. There's six or seven Chamber of Commerces up and down the beach. Doing that enhances the networking of what you are doing. Also encourage them to get on as many boards and to serve where they could. Because if you serve people, it shows up and it's acknowledged. Whether you do it for that or not, it does eventually become acknowledged. We participated in just many, many charities. I can't even begin to go from front to back on that. Habitat for Humanity, lots of golf tournaments to raise money, just a whole plethora of things. And, in my Christian upbringing, that you tithed. And we certainly tried to give back into the community with that sort of a feeling. So, the specifics of where we gave back and what we did, there was times I remember we had a veteran and we got word of it by way of another customer. And we gave the man a brand new HVAC system and didn't say anything further. And I'm just using one example because we did do that frequently. We didn't advertise it. We didn't make it any kind of a special contest to win an HVAC system. We just didn't want people suffering that shouldn't be. So we did do that several times. And I think it's important. You know, we didn't pat ourselves on the back. We didn't advertise that we did that, but the word of that does get out, just like you know about it, right? And it's not like we advertise that in any way. It comes back to you in many, many ways. So, and let's face it, Carolina Cool is a local company, is locally owned. We are part of this community. So this community doing better is important to us.
Right. Right. You know, and I love that. I swear I didn't prompt him to say that, listeners, but it's spot on with what I would say about the whole purpose of the humanity of sales, is demonstrating that when you do it for the right reasons, right? He wanted to make sure that this person was cool in the summer and warm in the winter and just taken care of because it is a fellow human being. That's it. And then, of course, it comes from people talking about it. How could you not talk about something cool like that? You know, people are going to say, oh, my gosh, you're never going to believe what happened. And then somebody else at another meeting is going to be like, did you hear what happened to so-and-so? And so on and so on. And it comes back. And some of those things, the ripple effect, is they're a little bit harder to quantify. And other ways, it's direct. It's like immediate. So you get a call from a new customer and they say, I heard about you from so-and-so because you went over and above, because they wore the booties or whatever it might be. It's coming back to you because of what you've done, and you can directly correlate it. So there are both aspects to the humanity of sales, but it's really coming down to the human to human interaction and compassion. And I know that's who you are. That's who you are.
Thank
Do you.
You
have any other stories that you'd like to share?
Well, I'm just going to go a little bit into philosophy of our sales department.
Okay.
Because ultimately, you know, any company I ever started at, I was in sales. And then you move on from there and do what you need to do. And Carolina Cool was no different. When I bought Carolina Cool in 1999, I was pretty much the lone salesperson. And so when a customer needs a new system, which frequently happens, unfortunately for the customer, they're faced with probably the second largest purchase that they're going to do, second only to actually purchasing the home. And because of different reasons that I won't go into, HVAC systems just don't last like they used to. And so now the technician goes out, does a tune-up, hey, you've got a leak in your system and this or that happened, and it's getting close to the time that the costs are going to get too much to keep it running. So then we will send out we'll call them a salesperson. They're more what we like to refer to as a comfort consultant, right? And they would go out, and they were all mandated with giving the customer at least three different choices in the efficiency or style of their HVAC system. And then we didn't want to be box changers either. We wanted to look at the a holistic approach to the entire home, not just changing out an HVAC system. So what does that mean? Well, you've got to go out and you've got to do a load calculation on every house. It's important that there may be a system in there that has been a certain size forever because that's what the builder put in, but it may not necessarily be the right sized system for the weather conditions that we have, the size of the home, the orientation, and all that kind of thing. So you've got to do a load calculation to really know what's going on in that house. And then in addition to that, the salespeople were supposed to look at all the mechanical systems, the electrical panel, are there hotspots in it? The water heater, what's that age and the potential of flooding the home? The ductwork, is it dirty, gross? Is the insulation falling off? All of that sort of thing. And so we wanted to educate the customer. We didn't want to sell the customer. We wanted to educate the customer and help them to make the proper decision on how to move forward. And we found that to be very successful, to ultimately having a satisfied customer and feeling like the price we charged was fair to them, which we did our best to do that. And then really finally wrapping it up with a good quality installation. We had many, and listen, we got permits on every job we did. There's thousands of jobs done in Myrtle Beach. We were one of the few companies that got a permit every time. Consequently, the inspector would eventually show up. And I remember many, many times how we would get accommodations and pats on the back from the inspectors because of when they knew when they went to a Carolina Cool home, it was right. So that's the whole wrap your arms around your customer and make sure that we help them make the proper decision in a, again, a time of duress and not feeling too good about what's going on.
It does. When you can provide that basic need of security, you know, like you're helping them to feel secure because you know what they need. They don't yet, right?
That's right.
And you're
Well,
guiding them.
I just want to add too is we got many, many times comments from customers that said, you know, the other sales guys that came out never did that. They never crawled underneath the house. They never went up in the attic and looked around for half an hour. They never did any of that stuff. And so that's also, it translates, like you said, Heather, into eventually, you know, supporting the company and the profitability of the company to continue on and do more good things. So
That's right. It's effective. It works. The
it does.
humanity of sales actually works.
It really does.
Isn't that amazing? Berlin, you know, I could talk to you all day and we might have to bring you back another time, but for now we are coming to a close. And I'm really curious, now that you're living the dream, right? What's on your horizon? What's on the horizon for you?
Oh, goodness. To do absolutely nothing in the business world, Heather. When this came down and we ultimately did make the sale of the company, which is I have a lot of melancholy in regards to that because I miss my employees and the family that we had there. But my wife Claire and I are traveling a lot, having a good time. We've got a couple of grandbabies that are both relatively new, and we're enjoying them. And so, really, there's not a lot on my horizon. I rebuild old cars, and just I'm trying to have a lot of fun.
Well, that's good. So those of you who are listening right now, let's take advice from Berlin in a lot of different ways. Have some fun. You mentioned right now you're looking forward to having some fun, but you also mentioned it earlier in the show, creating an environment, a space for your people to have fun. Because when we are joyful, when things are good, we are inclined to want to be there and create that joy for others, right? And that is part of the humanity of sales as well. I'm excited to share with you that next week I'll be interviewing Tracy Vreeland from Santee Cooper. One of the ways that they contribute is to help protect the sea turtles, and I love sea turtles. I'm also bringing Ranger Ann Malis Wilson of Myrtle Beach State Park on to give you some tips on how you too can help the turtles. You won't want to miss it. And if you have any questions, comments, or ideas for a potential guest to interview, please contact me at heather@thehumanityofsales.com. And if you're interested in any of the upcoming sales adventure programs, if you email me, once again, that's heather@thehumanityofsales.com, I will send you the link and any information that you need. Have a wonderful day and live the adventure.
You've been listening to Heather Hanson O'Neill, host of The Humanity of Sales, brought to you by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. Be sure to tune in each week on Sunday at 10 a.m. for more strategies and stories of purpose and profit.